This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Okay, deep breath now. Hold it and stretch. It's time for the Marketplace Morning Report Yoga Profits Update, Jeremy. Lululemon, you know that store, it sells high-end yoga and fitness clothes.
Yep.
This morning reported higher quarterly profits, sales up 25%. But the company did hint that sales growth won't be as brisk moving forward, and that's likely to hurt its share price today, which we'll be watching. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, yoga has become an enormous business.
Chalk some of this up to the yoga craze. Studios popping up everywhere, videos online.
Hello and welcome to Balance Your Life with Yoga for Beginners.
Since the recession started, participation in yoga has doubled to more than 20 million. That's partly people trying to chill out in hard economic times. John Horan of Sporting Goods Intelligence says it's also a middle-aged women's thing.
If a woman's 25, she might still be running a lot. You know, when she's 45, she might be looking for another way to stay fit.
Horan says Lululemon's grabbed the same customer who's shopping at, say, Nordstrom, affluent and not likely to balk at $95 yoga pants, especially if they hold up and make her look good outside the gym.
They have people working in the stores who really believe that because they've got a great flat seam bra that they're making the world a better place.
Competitors like Gap and Lady Foot Locker are going after the women's fitness market as well, with lower prices than Lululemon. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.